Welcome to the AI Business Podcast, where we feature conversations with interesting guests at the intersection of artificial intelligence and business.
Hi, I'm Deborah Yao, the editor of AI Business, and I'm very pleased to welcome Beena Amanath, who is the global head of the Deloitte AI Institute, to the AI Business Podcast. Welcome, Beena.
Thank you, Deborah. Happy to be here.
So generative AI is really blowing up. You know, it's on everybody's radar, including the general public, with the advent of ChatGPT. And I can't believe ChatGPT is already 1 year old. You know, that begs the question, you know, regulations are still coming along. And we recently saw that an agreement has been reached on the EU AI Act, which will be big and tremendous for the field. But also, board members have to be involved in this. And I understand that your institute has put out like some sort of guidance and framework to guide a board member. So why don't we start by you explaining to our listeners what the Deloitte AI Institute is?
Yeah, sure. Deloitte AI Institute really focuses on the applied side of AI. What are the different applications in which AI can be used? What are the best practices? What are the nuances that come with it, right from the impact to the workforce, the regulatory landscape, best practices, policies, the impact on ESG and diversity, equity, and inclusion. There are so many nuances that come when you are applying AI within an enterprise context. So Deloitte AI Institute really focuses on that applied side of AI and looks across all the industries, including government, and puts out those best practices so that companies can better use AI in a faster and more effective manner.
So boards have long known how to deal with risks.
Mm-hmm.
How is generative AI different?
Yeah, and I don't think it is just generative AI, Deborah. I think it's broadly applicable to AI. Generative AI has just raised the awareness and has broad implications. So, you know, I think it is important for board members to be prepared for this future that's generated by going to be shaped by AI and generative AI. And, you know, we talk about five steps that board members should consider right now that as they prepare themselves to be effective for their organization that they're on the boards of. So the number one step is to build the board's AI literacy, right? To take part in AI risk management or generative AI risk management, board members need to know what AI is, what generative AI is, what are the capabilities, what are the risks that come with it, because it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all. Depending on the organization's focus, the industry, the use case, the risks are going to be different, right? So the boards need to build their own AI literacy, and this can be done through traditional methods by taking a course or bringing in external speakers and subject matter experts, and you know, making sure the boards keep themselves updated, because it's not going to be a once and done, right? There is so much advances happening in AI, in generative AI, that the boards have to not only think about build their AI literacy as of today, but also have a plan for continuous ongoing learning. So that would be the number one. Number two would be to make sure, in addition to, you know, making sure that they have the AI literacy, make sure that their C-suite is also AI literate, right? If generative AI literacy in the boardroom is important, it's even more important for the C-suite to be literate about AI and generative AI capabilities. Because at the end of the day, the board looks from a governance perspective, but the C-suite has to actually be aware enough that they can most effectively use the AI capabilities to drive their business value, right? It's not just by looking at the risks. It has to be about the values and opportunities that come with the AI that they can be used within their business to drive that most value, right? To identify the right use cases, they need to have that knowledge and familiarity with the technology. And just like for boards, it's not just a once and done thing. There has to be a plan to get them AI literate, but then have a plan for an ongoing literacy plan for the C-suite. The third one we talk about really is on, consider recruiting board members who have an operational AI experience, meaning they have played the role of a chief AI officer, chief data analytics officer. It will be very useful for the board to have an operator, AI operator kind of executive on the board's profile to bring in that technical and complex AI complexities to the board, right? It's almost having like that internal SME. Traditionally, those roles have not existed on boards, but this might be a good time given the relevance of generative AI and the impact it's going to have on every organization. It would be important to have an in-house subject matter expert on the board. So such a person could bring that experience as an operational AI leader who has implemented successful AI projects in similar organizations. So bringing that a new profile to the board with AI experience would be another step to consider. The fourth one I really focus on is, how do you orient the board for the future? So governance is not going to be an ad hoc experience, right? And boards need to be able to set up governance to guide the ethical and trustworthy use of generative AI. And this might be, whether you're setting up a subcommittee within your audit committee for AI-specific auditing or generative AI-specific auditing, for succession planning, for risk management related to finance and operations, there's going to be, broader implications. So just like you would try to bring in a new profile into your board, consider what additional changes need to be happening within the board's profile, whether it is setting up a separate subcommittee or a new committee, depending on where the organization itself is in their AI journey. I think we might see more AI subcommittees coming up in the auditing committee or when succession planning is done for board members or C-suite. So the last one really is, really focused on, guiding the organization as generative AI matures. Given their role, board members are usually not directly working with generative AI, but they are important stakeholders with real responsibilities, right? As the enterprise leadership and the lines of business explore how generative AI can be productivity enhancer and innovation driver, driving new business value, the board can actually take a step back and take a higher level, big picture view of AI programs and focus on guiding the enterprise in the ethical and trustworthy deployment of generative AI. In fact, it is very helpful for the board to take a proactive approach towards it as, their organizations start looking at generative AI and implementing it at scale.
So who will be responsible within the company about handling AI risks as well as opportunities?
Deborah, that's a great question. And again, just like a lot of things with AI, there is no fixed answer. It's going to depend. It'll primarily depend on where the organization is in their AI journey. For organizations still very early who are doing a lot of generative AI POCs and have not yet implemented anything in production, those are the early adopters versus the ones who are further ahead in their AI journey and have a number of AI projects implemented across the organization. And we've seen a few different roles that are taking on that responsibility for managing risk. We've definitely seen chief AI officers or chief data analytics officers kind of taking that mandate on. We've seen chief risk officers expanding their scope to include AI-related risks. And, there's a new role that's evolving, Deborah, which is chief trust officers. It's a relatively new role in the C-suite, but that's a new role that has been evolving over the past few months, I would say. And so, you know, I think we might, depending on where they're in their journey, it might be, you know, expanding the scope of an existing role. And if they are very advanced in their journey, they might be looking at, you know, getting a specific role around it. And I like the idea of the chief trust officer for the more mature AI organizations.
And you mentioned earlier that one of the things they could do to orient the board for the future is to create subcommittees to oversee vital enterprise activities. What would those subcommittees look like? And what kind of activities would they oversee? Like, just for example.
Yeah. I think, you know, just like we've traditionally on boards, we've had audit committees focused on financial auditing and primarily looking at, you know, from a numbers perspective. And the financial perspective, I think you might see where it is more focused on AI-related risks and, you know, the auditing of AI tools that the company, the organization might be using. So it would have very similar mandate. But and the reality is, since it's not a mature enough or there's no best practices around it, it'll be, again, the mature organizations that start with this sort of a subcommittee. And over time, we will figure out, you know, exactly what the mandate would be. But in the beginning, I see it more as organizations focus on the business value creation of from generative AI. You know, I can see the subcommittee getting more active on, you know, proactively identifying and adopting a framework for managing risks, to be able to get regular reports from the C-suite on, you know, what were some of the risks identified and how it was mitigated. I can see them looking at a regulatory landscape and seeing how the organization is prepared, you know, for regulations that might be coming up. And, you know, and trust me, we're going to see a lot happening in that space in the next couple of years. So there will be a need to, you know, be constantly, you know, sensing and implementing changes that might be needed to address AI-related risks from the context of regulations over the next couple of years. So looking at it from a broad perspective on the risks to the organization, if the organization does not follow these guidelines and having the controls in place to keep an ongoing check on it.
So how can companies stay abreast of regulations? There's global regulations, there's national regulations, there's state regulations, and they don't always jive, you know, they don't always fit together real neatly. How can boards cope?
You know, I think regulations have always existed, and depending on, you know, geographic related, country specific regulation versus global versus, you know, regional specific regulation. I mean, it's not something new, right? I mean, something as simple as speed limits, right? You know how speed limits vary from country to country and city to city. So, you know, regulation, there's always going to be complexity around regulation. I think the challenge that we're going to deal with is unlike in the past, you're going to see regulations coming at a faster pace because AI and generative AI's impact is so broad and it cuts across several industries. There is, you know, you can feel the speed of regulations that come will be much faster than we have seen in the past. So it's not so much, you know, I think the structures exist to, you know, make sure you're following the local, the regional, the global regulations. What doesn't exist is the capacity to cope at the speed at which these regulations might come in. And I think that's where the boards can play a very active role in figuring out how to keep up with the speed, how to stay on top. And that includes a big part of it will be, you know, sensing, you know, anticipating, you know, and staying on top of the policies that's in place in different or that is being proposed in different countries, different regions, and then being prepared for it when it translates into actual regulation. So I think the, you know, the structure exists for staying on top of regulations. The structure necessarily may not be able to cope with the speed. So boards have to be making sure that the organization is prepared at the speed at which, the accelerated pace at which the regulations come at us.
So last week we had our AI summit in New York, and we brought together a bunch of thought leaders from enterprise as well as tech people. And one of the things that surfaced from these conversations was that companies have been bringing in their legal teams earlier in the process of AI because they do want to, especially for generative AI, because they do want to head off these risks. So how do boards stay ahead of not only regulations, but risks? I mean, do you have some concrete steps they can do today that you can share with us?
I think starting with adopting, a framework, right, for what is important for the organization from a risk perspective. I talk about it in the context of trustworthy AI, Deborah, and here are some different dimensions that you can consider. How important is fairness and impartiality? How important is it for it to be, safe from a safety and security perspective, robustness and reliability perspective? Then there is a privacy aspect of it. I think defining that framework and structure gives is something that boards can do today, right? The other thing is, obviously setting up that subcommittee, being very clear on what that subcommittee, who should be on it, making sure that the boards are savvy enough to understand AI. These are all things that the boards can do right away to make sure that they are setting up for the future. I think that there is a lot of work that can be done upfront to be prepared. We know that it's going to come, right? So I think, the structural organizational changes at a board level will play out over the long term. I do think on the Office of General Counsel or legal teams getting involved early on is important. Maybe it is part of that subcommittee that we talked about who gets regular updates from the legal teams as well, which may not have happened in the past, right? There are also tools that might be built or that might be, automation that you can use in your legal department to be able to sense and identify these new policies that come up.
So should companies set up their governance, board governance structure first before engaging in proofs of concept, before experimenting with AI, or should they do that concurrently?
I think that question has already been answered because companies are, going on, fully on board with adopting AI and generative AI. Just like, regulations are always lagging, I think the board has to play a bit of a catch up right now to make sure that the structure is set up. And that's really, the board's mandate, right? To look at the big picture, to bring in the long-term perspective. Most companies and enterprises that I work with and I know of are, well on, on their AI journey, right? They might be early or they might be much later, but I don't think that decision has already been taken for us, so to speak. So it is more about now for the boards to take some of these concrete steps. It's never too late. I think it is the right time to act now and to, get themselves AI literate, make sure there is an operational AI leader on the board profile. Having a subcommittee set up if needed, or having at least on the board's agenda a discussion for every time they meet or a topic on the risks of AI and making sure you're addressing it on regulations. It could be as simple as that. I think each one of the five steps we talked about, Deborah, can be adopted right now. I don't think we have the luxury of saying that, don't start your AI projects till we set this up. That's almost like saying don't start AI work till we have regulations, right? That time has passed and it is now more for the boards to really quickly start, start acting and getting the governance set up fairly quickly.
So my last question to you would be, does diversity and inclusion play a part in board governance? And if so, how?
It absolutely does. Even if you think about, you know, the traditional diversity quotients of whether it is gender or race and ethnicity, I think the, you know, having an operational AI role for, you know, in a way is to bring that diversity to the board from an educational or experience background, right? Which is, for me, is another way to look at diversity. For any board that operates at a global level, you have to look at diversity from multiple different dimensions. There's obviously gender, race, ethnicity, but, you know, the cultural background, the educational background, the experience background, the domain expertise, the subject matter expertise background. There are so many important factors to consider from a board profile perspective. But also, I think it is part of the risk that come with using, certain AI models that could impact the organization's diversity goals. What I mean by that, if you're doing certain AI projects where it is leaving behind certain demographics or certain cultures, you know, though that is an impact to the diversity, equity, inclusion mandate the boards might have set for themselves, right? So I think it is important to have the right diversity within the board's profile, but it's also important to look at the impact to the broader diversity and inclusion goals for an organization when you start using AI. Is your AI being built by certain demographics and which the outcomes are excluding certain demographics, right? Is your AI team diverse enough? Just like boards have looked at, is the C-suite that you have, is a leadership team that you have at the organizational level diverse enough? It is important to start thinking about the impact of AI to DEI goals as well.
Wonderful. We'll leave it there, Beena. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Deborah. Take care.
To get more AI news and insights, visit our website at aibusiness.com. Until next time, thank you for listening.